USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. 11 people suffered serious injuries on a Hawaiian Airlines flight from Phoenix on Sunday. A spokesperson for the airline said the plane landed after severe turbulence. 20 people were taken to an area hospital. It is unclear how many of the injured were passengers or crew. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez is worried about the number of migrants entering the state. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Gonzalez says he was shocked by a recent visit to a migrant processing center in El Paso. He noted hundreds of migrants were being kept in cramped conditions, many without access to bathrooms, food, or clothing. Senator Joe Manchin says lifting Title 42 is a bad idea. Also appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the West Virginia Democrat followed up on a letter sent to President Joe Biden last week urging the extension of the immigration policy used to turn away migrants during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's set to expire this week. Many workers at the nation's leading coffee shop went to the picket lines.
Looks like you're going to have to get caffeinated somewhere else. Workers at about 100 Starbucks across the U.S. going on strike this weekend. Starbucks Workers United says the strike is to protest unfair labor practices, including closing stores that voted to join the union. It also claims that the company has refused to bargain for an initial union contract. This is the second cross-country strike by the union.
Corey Myers reporting. Well, let the celebration begin for Argentina. They are the World Cup champs. Argentina defeated France in an overtime thriller for Sunday's final from Qatar. Argentina got a pair of goals from Lionel Messi, including one in the extra time, to get past the defending world champions from France. This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
At least 36 people were hurt by turbulence on a flight en route to Honolulu Sunday. 20 people were taken to a hospital, Hawaiian Airlines said. Shoppers will soon have to shell out more to peruse the shelves at one national chain.
Costco says it's raising its membership fee. CEO Richard Galante won't say when, but he does say that Costco typically hikes its fee every 5.5 years or so. The last hike came just about that long ago, June of 2017.
Rich Johnson reporting. Fans of Avatar returned in droves for opening weekend of the sequel, The Way of Water, easily winning the box office with $134 million. Black Panther Wakanda Forever was second, but only took in $5.5 million. The Oregon Ducks are getting their quarterback for next season. Bo Nix announced that he'll return to the team for 2023 in what will be his final year of eligibility. Nix broke out in his first season at Oregon, throwing for over 3,300 yards along with 27 touchdowns, also did have 6 interceptions. Venus Williams has been granted a wild card entry for next month's Australian Open, ESPN reports. The 42-year-old Williams has reached the Grand Slam final twice in Australia. It will be her 22nd appearance in Melbourne. The Lakers are losing their leading scorer and rebounder for at least a month. The Atlantic reports Anthony Davis is expected to be sidelined after suffering a right foot injury Friday night against the Nuggets. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.